listening to From the Friars Podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars of the Renewal, headquartered in the Bronx, New York City. The Lord be with you.
And
with A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke. The two disciples recounted what had taken place on the way and how Jesus was made known to them in the breaking of the bread. While they were still speaking about this, he stood in their midst and said to them, "Peace be with you." But they were startled and terrified and thought that they were seeing a ghost. Then he said to them, "Why are you troubled? And why do questions arise in your hearts? Look at my hands and my feet, that it is I myself. Touch me and see, because a ghost does not have flesh and bones, as you can see I have." And as he said this, he showed them his hands and his feet. While they were still incredulous for joy and were amazed, he asked them, "Have you here anything to eat?" And they gave him a piece of baked fish. He took it and ate it in front of them. He said to them, "These are my words which I spoke to you while I was still with you, that everything written about me in the law of Moses and in the prophets and Psalms must be fulfilled." Then he opened their minds to understand the scriptures. And he said to them, "Thus it is written that the Christ would suffer and rise from the dead on the third day, and that repentance for the forgiveness of sins would be preached in his name to all the nations, beginning from Jerusalem. You are witnesses of these things." The Gospel of the Lord.
Praise to you, Lord Jesus.
Good afternoon and welcome. May the Lord give you his peace. Amen. It's a little warm, huh? So there are people sitting in the chairs upstairs as well. We have speakers up there, so you can hear me up there. So if you're up there, don't forget to come down for Holy Communion at that part of the Mass, okay? So there's a number of young people here today. I want to say hello to all the young people. So good to see you. Would it be okay if I directed my homily to the young people? So I just remember being a kid, sometimes going to church. My family wasn't that religious. We'd go to Mass and the priest would be like, blah, 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 blah. It's like, as a kid, right? So I want to speak to these children. The main point of the readings today are so good, and it's this. It's real. It's real. The realness of the resurrection of Jesus. This is what's being emphasized. He's not a ghost. He has flesh and bones. See me, touch me, give me some fish to eat. He has a body. The realness of the resurrection. That's what's being emphasized here. This is not some mirage or hallucination or any sort of hoax. It's so real. That's the main point. The realness of what we're celebrating here. And this is what the readings are pointing us to. And to kind of look at that topic from a different perspective, I have two stories to tell you. One of which is kind of crazy. The other one's really crazy. Okay. So stick with me. But this is for the kids. Okay. So I have this memory. In 1994, I was in college, and I got to go and study in a study abroad program. So my school had a campus in Austria, that's in Europe. And you know, I had been growing up in small town Indiana. I had barely ever been out of my state of Indiana, never mind out of my country. And so I was kind of excited. And then on the airplane over, I started getting a little afraid to be in a country that's not your own and to be surrounded by things that are so unfamiliar, including the language. It was a little bit panicky, you know? It was like you start to feel a little uncertain, a little uncomfortable. I remember going to the grocery store and everybody speaking German, and I didn't know what to do. It was like a little intimidating. And so I had this experience of being out in a different country, a different culture, a different language. Things were just unfamiliar, and I remember feeling a little uncertain. Now, keep in mind, this is the day before the internet, before cell phones. You were stuck. You were there. I had this little book, and in the book, there was a little chapter on each country of Europe. So that's all you had. And we had classes Monday through Thursday, so every weekend we could travel. I went to 13 different countries that semester. And I remember feeling, in the beginning especially, so uncomfortable. All right, So my friends and I went to a country called Czech Republic. Now, is anyone here from the Czech Republic? Oh, good. Okay. I don't want to offend anybody. Okay. So we get to this country, Czech Republic. I do not speak the language. The capital is a city called Prague. And in the city of Prague, they have a very famous statue of the Bambino Gesù, the little baby Jesus. So we're like, let's go there and see him, you know? And we started asking all the people in Prague, and they had no idea what we were talking about. It was like, where is this church? So we finally found the church, and it's amazing. He's like the baby doll Jesus. All the ladies like to put dresses on him and all this stuff. Okay. And so we were there. Now, one of my friends, who's a little bit crazy, had this idea. Why don't we get out of the touristy areas? Let's go to the outskirts. We can really find something authentic, because in Czech Republic, they're very much known for their beer. So I knew that word, pivo. Okay, that's the original Budweiser. It comes from Czech Republic. Okay, so we get on this bus, and we travel for an hour. So now we're out of the touristy area, and we see what looks like a diner. So we hop off of the bus, and we go in there. And we sit down, and it's like, oh boy, you look at the menu, you have no idea what it means. No idea. And so I opened this book that I had, and it had a little bit of vocabulary for Czech Republic. And it's, we're devout Catholics, right? We're young men, we're Catholic. It's a Friday during Lent. And so we're like, oh, we can't eat meat on a Friday during Lent. What are we going to do? So I see these words in this vocabulary list, and I say to the waitress, nyump, 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 nyump. You know, like, please, no meat or whatever. She had this horrified look on her face, and I was like, uh-oh, maybe I pronounced it. I was looking again, nyum, 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 nyum. And she was like, surprised. And then she motions to me like this, give me a minute, I'm gonna call somebody. It's like, okay, so she calls, and here comes this guy who speaks English. So now he's gonna translate for us. And so at this point, the whole restaurant is around these crazy American teenagers, you know? And so this guy starts translating, and he starts laughing. The words in my vocabulary list, the words were incorrect. They were wrong. What I had said to her was, no human flesh, please. As if we had heard, you all are cannibals over here. We don't want any human flesh. It's a Friday during Lent. Okay, maybe on Sunday we'll try that. Okay. No, 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 no. And so you just can't make this up. You know, so the whole restaurant's laughing, and then they bought our dinner, and then there was all this beer. I don't remember the rest. Okay. But here's what I learned, that my experience over there is that, you know, in the midst of that experience of being out of my country, being out of my comfort zone, feeling uncomfortable, in every country we would go to, there was a McDonald's. And I came to just love McDonald's, because we started calling it the American Embassy. You know, and it's odd, but it's true. When I was a little kid, we would always go to McDonald's on our birthday. Anyone else go to McDonald's on their birthday? Papas fritas, french fries? Okay. And so for me, I just had this memory of comfort. And so when I was in these countries where I felt so uncomfortable, and so there was a little touch of home, a little something that was familiar. We could go in there, and the hamburgers and french fries tasted the same, and it kind of became a consolation, you know? And so I, you know, just had these positive memories of McDonald's. And to this day, I still love it there, but obviously I can't eat there as much as I would like. I may have gotten some McDonald's gift cards for my birthday the other day. Okay, the word got out. Okay, so that's my first story. Now, the second story is a little crazier. Okay, that story was just a setup. So just to start by saying, obviously, we're all praying for the Holy Land right now, right? We're not sure what's going to happen. It's a lot of trouble over there. So we pray. At Fatima, Mother Mary told us prayer can stop war. Prayer can bring peace. So it's so good that you're here. We need to be praying. All right, so this story comes from the Holy Land. So if you've ever heard me preach before, I almost always mention pilgrimage to the Holy Land. I just had such a great experience being over there, the land of the Bible, seeing the places where Jesus was. And one of the most beautiful places in the Holy Land is the Sea of Galilee. Really, it's a big lake, the Lake of Galilee. And so many things in Jesus' life happened around there. And one of the things you do on pilgrimage is you go on a boat, and you go to the middle of this lake. It's a big lake. turn off the motor, we get out our Bibles, and we start reading the stories from Jesus' life of things that happened on that lake. And it's so beautiful. That part of the Holy Land is still kind of undeveloped right now. And so what you see, you're like, oh, this is what it kind of looked like when Jesus was here. And you hear about that story when Jesus cast the demons into the pigs and they went down and drowned themselves. It's like, that happened over there. And you look over there, whoa, that's where it happened. And then when you hear Jesus multiplying the loaves and the fishes, that happened right over there. And there's a little church where Jesus, you know, and so all of these things that we know so well from the Bible, you're seeing the places where they happened. And then something happened. One of the pilgrims looked over here, and over here on the shore is a McDonald's. And the pilgrims were so dissatisfied, like, oh no, look, there's a McDonald's here. Ah, it's ruining the mojo. You know, like, there was no McDonald's in the Bible. Okay. And so the pilgrims were kind of complaining, like, oh, that's terrible. Don't look over there, you know. But my friends, for me, I had a different experience. I look over there, and now you know a little bit of my story. McDonald's is a place of great comfort and great memories from my childhood when I was a little kid. So I look over there, and I see that McDonald's, and I felt so moved. And it really surprised me, kind of what we prayed in Psalm today, Psalm 4, Lord, let your face shine upon us. I had an experience of Jesus smiling upon me in that moment. And here's what happened. I look over. Now, obviously, we're in the Holy Land. We're on pilgrimage. We're on the Lake of Galilee. And then we're hearing these stories from the life of Jesus. And then I turn and I see this almost like icon of the modern world, right? The golden arches. You know what that stands for, right? And I see that. And in my mind, I had this funny thought, which I want to share with you. It occurred to me, because our Lord Jesus is true man, also true God, he is God. I wondered, could there have been a moment when Jesus was there on the lake and in his divinity, he would have known, oh, 2,000 years in the future, there's going to be a McDonald's there? And he knew that there would be this crazy priest who would come on pilgrimage, who would see the McDonald's and who would be so consoled. And in my imagination, I see the face of Jesus thinking about that and smiling. And he smiled at me. And my friends, I share that story because that moment is so particular to me. This is a way that Jesus could speak to me that would have a lot of meaning for me because of who I am, because of my background. And it was one of those moments where I knew that the Lord was real and that he knew me and that he cared for me personally. And now you know. But so let's come back to what's being said in the gospel here. And you know, in a world today with so many people, especially young people, are growing up in everything that's not real. The stupid internet, apps, smartphones, sports, movies, video games, like none of that is real. It's all fake. In the midst of growing up in a culture that we're so surrounded by what's not real, what is so refreshing and beautiful is when we come to church, we come to Holy Mass, and Jesus comes to us. This is the most real thing you can ever encounter. And it began at the resurrection, and it's still happening now. They recognized him in the breaking of the bread. And all of these stories, when the risen Jesus appeared to the apostles, it was the first day of the week, and they were gathered together. They were at Mass. So it was in the context of the liturgy of the Mass when the risen Jesus came to them. And they recognized him in the breaking of the bread. That was the earliest name for the Mass. Before it was being called the Mass, it was being called the breaking of the bread. And so, my friends, we're here today. This story of the resurrection isn't just something from the past. It's not just a curious page in a history book. No, the risen Jesus is alive and real even now. And we don't have to go to the Lake of Galilee, where Jesus, by the way, the risen Jesus cooked a fish breakfast. Remember that story? Just like the risen Jesus eats some cooked fish in this story. So you know I had, when the boat got over there, I had to go to that McDonald's and I got a filet-o-fish. You know, I felt like I was in the Bible, you know. I know I look like I'm from the Bible, okay. But it was like a way that kind of pulled it together for me. But my friends, not to be silly, but that's what's happening at the Mass, the Holy Eucharist, the breaking of the bread, the opening of the scriptures that our hearts could burn within us, that this stuff is real. It's not fake. It's not virtual. It's not a fairy tale. It's not a hallucination. It's real. The risen Jesus is alive, and we, in his name, have the forgiveness of sin and the offer of eternal life. The forgiveness of sin and the offer of eternal life. And so we thank the Lord on this day. We're surrounded by so much beauty in nature. We're surrounded by signs of the resurrection. Signs of the resurrection, that this is real and that it's not just something from the past, but it's here and now, especially when we go to Holy Mass. Amen.
You've been listening to From the Friars Podcast, the community of Franciscan Friars of the Renewal. Please visit us at franciscanfriars.com or on social media, CFR_Franciscans.